This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Senior U.S. officials on Sunday said they could not confirm reports that U.S. intelligence indicates Russia is planning to invade Ukraine on Wednesday, but said they would try to prevent any surprise attack by sharing what they knew of Russia's plans. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan repeated a Russian invasion could begin any day, and U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will support Ukraine after any invasion. Quote, we cannot perfectly predict the day, but we have been saying now for some time that we are in the window and an invasion could begin. A major military action could begin by Russia in Ukraine any day now. That includes this coming week before the end of the Olympics, Sullivan told CNN. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby also on Sunday declined to confirm reports on the Wednesday timing. But Kirby also said on Fox News a Russian military action could take place any day. Their comments came amid a flurry of diplomatic activity aimed at trying to resolve the West's standoff with Moscow over Ukraine to avoid military action. U.S. President Joe Biden, who spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday, was due to speak with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, both U.S. and Ukrainian officials said. Both Sullivan and Kirby repeated warnings for Americans to leave Ukraine. Quote, what we've seen just in the last 10 days or so is an acceleration of that buildup and movement of Russian forces of all varieties closer to the border with Ukraine in a position where they could launch a military action very, very rapidly, Sullivan said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Canadian mayor Sunday declared the standoff on a key U.S. border bridge over after police moved in and arrested protesters, but the trucker-led movement against COVID-19 restrictions remained defiantly mobilized in the capital, Ottawa, and elsewhere. A heavy contingent of officers backed by armored vehicles made their way to the demonstration near Windsor, Ontario, to clear the Ambassador Bridge, a major border crossing to the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan. Authorities began their operation Saturday, but several demonstrators had remained, extending the protracted standoff and preventing traffic from flowing. Police took more forceful action Sunday, placing bridge protesters in handcuffs, towing vehicles, and reclaiming clogged lanes, saying on Twitter that, quote, there will be zero tolerance for illegal activity. The road to the bridge was cleared, but cross-border traffic had yet to be restored by midday. Greek farmers taking a page from the Canadian Truckers Protest Handbook say they are determined to shut down all the country's major highways to protest rising energy costs. At a gathering in south central Greece, they decided Sunday to demand a meeting with the Greek Prime Minister. As all of Europe is facing rising energy costs, Greek farmers are demanding subsidies to reduce their fuel costs and an end to the electricity price adjustment cost, which reflects changes in the price of oil and natural gas imports. Greece has among the highest taxes on fuel in the 27-nation European Union, accounting for about two-thirds of the price. Greek farmers have already been blocking a major road to the northwest for about 10 days. On Sunday, they spilled milk on the road as part of their protest. Hundreds rallied in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty, on Sunday to commemorate the victims of bloody clashes during anti-government protests last month, defying an official ban on the demonstration. Central Asia's richest country descended into violence in early January when peaceful protests over a fuel price hike unraveled into bloody clashes and looting. More than 200 died, and President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev called in troops from a Russia-led security bloc to reestablish control. Demonstrators on Sunday gathered in Almaty's Republic Square to pray for those who died in the bloodshed. Some called for the resignation of Tokayev, who claimed the riots were the work of hired bandits and so-called terrorists with international links, despite signs of a leadership struggle. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.